Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
My mom had so much stuff, we finally agreed to get her into a place. My brother just went over to one of her storage units during, like, when she wasn't there. And we just, like, he was like, look, if it's something I think you might want, I'll call you or send you a picture. But he just got rid of stuff.
So what do you say? I mean, just take it to the dump? Or I mean, a lot of it
is just miles. My mom's the same way, right? Just stuff that, like, she thinks, but it's like, it's not important to us.
Right.
So I was like, you could just take it to the dump.
Sure.
You know, like and clothes, like, and stuff you can take to Goodwill if you want. But she just had so much stuff. Right. She had two storage units and a two-bedroom apartment, all basically full. Yeah.
And stuff that's like, you know what? I get it at the time. So there's a newspaper that sits on top of a box. I see it every time. It is the Challenger blowing up. I remember this thing happening.
Sure.
All right? Yeah. The Williamson Daily Mail, which is where she lives. That was the newspaper at the time. So any newsworthy event, they saved a newspaper. But it's from the Williamson Daily Mail. Who gives a flying?
But it's the same story.
If it's
story.
The New York Times or if it's the Washington
Post. But does
Post,
it matter if it's significant?
I don't know. It just seems,
you know,
like,
JFK is assassinated.
Right.
And you could have New York Times assassinated.
Maybe the Dallas newspaper that day. Yes. That makes sense. But anything else, it's like, this is not valuable.
What is to her? Because that's where she lived. Like, she could have the New York Times,
well,
but she didn't
that.
Live in New York to tell you the same story.
I know
story.
That, but I just don't see what are you going to reread it?
Right. You also, I just feel like you don't need them as much anymore because you can go online, right? Yeah. You could find what it said that day.
Right. I'm more interested in opening that thing up, which I have before, and gone, man, oh man, they've got a $5.99 ribeye at Ponderosa.
Right.
You know, like, all you can eat at Pizza Inn or whatever the deal was. Like, to me, that's more of the intriguing part of picking up an old newspaper. Oh my God, I could buy a brand new Chevrolet for $9,999 this weekend only.
Well, I still have a Time magazine from when the Twin Towers went down.
But it's a Time magazine.
It is. I mean, and I'm sure every magazine had it, but I didn't get it because it was Time. It's just, that's the magazine that had to think about the Twin Towers. And you know, originally I got it because I'm like, this is a significant thing you're going to want to remember. Not that I need anything to remind me, you know, mm-hmm. But having kids, it's interesting when they dig through stuff because they've heard about it, but it's just, it's the past to them. It's like us hearing about JFK assassinated. We know what happened in a reasonable timeline, but before we were born. So when they saw this thing, I mean, they're like mesmerized, you know, just staring at the cover. And I'm like, that's not why I kept it, but I'm glad that, you know, for some reason it has more impact than going online.
All right. There are, the there are boxes thing. Of Life magazines.
Yeah, I got one magazine, dude.
So there's just all these things. We're like, I know you had a reason for saving the stuff, but you got a whole year from like 1970.
Do you remember the reason why? Because if the answer is no, like, okay, you kept these. Why?
Right. Every set of any flower arrangement.
Oh, God.
You did not need to keep all these vases. Mother's Day vases for years. Mm-hmm. 60
yep.
years.
Vases.
Vases. I don't know what the deal is. Wicker baskets where you put fake flowers in them.
Right.
Just dumb crap. Dried dead corn that you hang on the door in Halloween.
Oh, my mother's got that, yeah.
All the stuff.
You should see the collection of weird nun stuff my mom has.
Nun?
Nun?
Yes. Her and her friend are obsessed with nuns.
So how does one acquire a nunnery?
I mean, like, yeah,
I don't know where they find them, but there's just little nun figurines and this and
really?
That. She's like, well, it started as kind of a joke that we would send them, and I go, she's still sending them, and you're still buying them. Like, just stop.
Right.
Nun stuff.
And some of them are
different.
Creepy.
Yes, nuns
like
are
these
creepy.
Dolls from the 70s that are just a nun staring at you.
Whoever wants...
There's no
nuns are
there's
already
no good,
terrifying.
There's no good nun story.
Right. I can't think of someone going, you know what I want? I want like a stuffed nun to remind me of how much joy I had in her presence.
The caller the other day was talking about the fact that like a nun was going
Satan.
To an orphanage in Italy and just like, you know, scaring the living hell out of people.
VD, do you like nun stuff?
Doesn't matter. Turns out Ted's mom has a bad habit.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
I'll give you that. You walked all the way down there for that joke.
Jesus. Was that worth the effort? All right.
Yes, it was.
If you think so, man.
By the way, and the question you asked, so help someone move or clean the public bathroom. And we had to call her, and she said,
I might help somebody move. Public bathrooms can be awful.
They can be. I'm still taking, just because it takes a lot. My thought was I would get stoned, and I know I'd really get to the nitty gritty. It would be gross, but we said what's worse, the men's or the women's? A couple people chimed in and says, I'm a former plumber. Women's restrooms are way worse than men's rooms. Yes. The worst call I ever got was for a foul smell in a woman's restroom. 4 stalls, 3 sinks. Walked in, smelled like death. Took down a false wall, suspecting some sort of leak, and found a wall of used tampons that someone or someones were sticking behind the false wall. Way worse than the worst men's room experience by far. And someone else adds, I would definitely want to clean a man's bathroom before a women's bathroom. I once worked as a custodian at a high school. And a women's bathroom, 8 times out of 10, was worse than the men's. It's disgusting when you open up a stall and someone to put their feminine hygiene products in the toilet, turning the bowl into a giant bowl of tomato soup. Women are disgusting.
I also feel like most public bathrooms have the ability to just be hosed down. So much like what you're saying,
right.
You know, you get baked, whatever it is that you do, you hose most of the really gritty nasty down, and then you just kind of get into the more intimate, we're just going to scrub this thing down.
I'm right there with you, and one of the nice things, it's tile everywhere, but the one thing that most public bathrooms have that my bathroom does not is the drain in the middle of the floor, right? It's like you hose piss out of this thing.
And hope that thing works.
Hope that it works, right? And just save scooping up the chunks for later.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm right there with you, man. Hello, Jordan. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
Jordan, welcome to the program. Let's see. I'll give you this one. Jordan, would you rather fight an alligator or fight the police? Alligator or fight the police?
How many alligators are there?
One alligator.
I always go with the alligator. That's a quick, simple death rather than just getting beat down.
I mean, look, man, I will say this. I got the S kicked out of me by a bunch of cops back in the day in Baltimore. And it sucked. It's hard to explain. My adrenaline was enough that you still didn't feel pain. Like, I know I got my ass beat. And they didn't shoot me or anything. But, I mean, they beat me with some things. But in the end, I'm still ready to go. And at no point was I scared of them. It's like, you guys want to keep doing this, let's roll, right? And finally, they cuffed me and put my ass in. So I know I could revisit that. I don't want to. But I could, because people are people. An alligator, there's no way I keep my cool. Like, that to me is just terrifying. Like, people you can figure out.
Yeah, but you're not going to stop fighting that alligator either.
No, but
it's
I'm
life
not
or death.
But I'm not convinced I'm going to win. And here's the thing. With the cops, it was personal. They didn't like me. I didn't like them. Personal stuff is no problem to me. Alligator, like, no, it just wants to kill you. There's no way to negotiate. There's no way. You're right. I'm going to keep fighting it. Mm-hmm. I'm just not convinced I'm going to win. And the one thing with the cops, I never worried that they're going to rip my arm off. I never worried that they were going to try to drown me. It was just everyone's throwing punches. I can live with that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
An alligator, I don't know, man.
So we're going to break this down for you as best we can. Florida again. Florida man unfortunately has passed away after first having an encounter with an alligator.
Mm-hmm.
Then with sheriff's deputies.
Right.
Okay? This is crazy stuff, okay? According to the Polk County Sheriff, Grady Judd.
That sounds about as Florida.
Grady. That's a sheriff right there. Grady Judd, I'm voting for you. Timothy Schultz, 42, fatally shot by deputies on Monday. And here's how this all went down. Deputies responded to a call in the morning about a man swimming in a lake that was infested with alligators.
Infested.
Witnesses say he then growled at the witnesses when they tried to speak to him and help him out. So people were coming to his rescue. And then he started growling at them. Now, Schultz then decided to leave the lake, and he emerged from the lake with a huge alligator bite on his right arm.
Right.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Deputies arrive. They see Schultz attempting then to break into someone's car,
which is the natural thing to do.
Yeah. And they say then he charged them with a pair of garden shears. Mm. Now, attempts to tase this guy failed, and Judd said deputies opened fire when Schultz entered the idling patrol vehicle and attempted to get one of the firearms inside.
Yeah, that'll get you shot.
The fact that he was bitten by an alligator significantly and still continued his rampage is shocking, according to Sheriff Grady Judd. Schultz had recently been released from the county jail for meth possession, and authorities say he appeared to be on drugs. Shocking.
Oh, was
the
he?
Confrontation.
That guy was on drugs.
He's obviously got to be on drugs.
He fights the alligator, basically wins with a flesh wound, gets tased, basically wins that battle, somehow gets into a patrol car, tries to get a gun, then gets shot and killed.
Oh, yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.